Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to John Telich, who joins us right now. He is on TV, and I have no problem finding him on Fox 8. He's a Fox 8 sports director. John Telich joining us on the show. Hello, JT. How are we doing this morning?
We are good. Good morning to you guys. Anthony, I think it's kind of cool when people send nice written out messages or notes of that nature. But yeah, I would agree with you. You don't have to check your mail every day.
Wait, John Telich, I have to know. A handwritten correspondence, you know, is kind of a classic. What do you sign off with? Do you do sincerely? Do you do love? Do you do respectfully submitted? What do you write there at the end?
That's a good question. A lot of times it's usually just the word best. As in best to you, best to everyone.
Boom,
just, you know,
yeah.
Best wishes, yeah. Regards,
okay.
Best, those types of things.
All right, John Telich on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I like to put yours. Is yours okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. John Telich
seemed unmoved by that.
Yeah, so sorry. Well, you know what? I'm going to start using best now because he didn't seem to be very happy with that response. All right, find him on Twitter, at JohnTelich8. John, I'm going to get to the OHSAA eventually. I want to get to the Browns and Jimmy Gillen and a little bit of the other things eventually here.
Yeah.
I want to start with the Indians here. Let me ask you this question. Now, it's a hypothetical, total hypothetical here, because we know that Shane Bieber and Francisco Lindor are in different parts of their lives and certainly in their contracts in Major League Baseball. You have one contract. It's worth $10 million, or it's worth 10 years. Okay? I don't know the money. Don't care about the money. It's worth 10 years. You can sign one or the other. You can't say neither. You can't say both. Shane Bieber or Francisco Lindor right now, John, who do you pick?
I would go with the guy that can go out there every 5 days and give you a great opportunity to win. That's the guy I would pick. I'd pick Biebs.
Oh, wait, you pick who?
The Biebs.
Whoa! Wow. I swear to God, I thought for a second he was just going to say Lindor and we were going to move on with the interview. You say Shane Bieber.
Yeah, so now you've got an opening to grill me incessantly until I'm bleeding from my eyeballs. So go right ahead.
Tone, go right on ahead. Follow up with questions, please.
Well, obviously what we've come to know and love about Frankie is everything that he brings to the ballpark on a daily basis. Forget about just what he does at the plate or in the field. The dazzling plays that he's made, just his activity and his energy, which is what you need in a locker room in baseball. That's so big that I think teammates rally around that. I don't know that can happen with a starting pitcher. That's not to say that Corey Kluber wasn't a leader in his own right, because guys have spoke to that. But it's still not the, hey, I'm putting on that glove, I'm putting on that helmet every single day.
Yeah, I get your point to that respect, and I just can't discount what a top-of-the-rotation guy can mean for your team and how they carry themselves. And then I think you forget about the ripple effect of what a guy like Bieber can do for everybody else. Now, he's got contemporaries like Clev in that rotation with him, and an older guy, a very accomplished guy in Cookie. But you've got people like Savali, and you have people like Plesac and Plutko, and these guys can take cues from a top-of-the-rotation guy. So I just love the fact that you know that when Bieber's out there, that you've got a tremendous chance in winning the ball game. And they needed every bit of what Shane Bieber can provide last night. And the other guy in our survey certainly provided enough offense. But if Bieber's not out there just throwing, you know, absolute BBs at those Twins, then we're talking about a different result. So I rest my case, but I'm certain I'm going to get roasted for it.
Oh, that's okay. Should we be concerned about the offense, though? Because it's been a few innings, and they haven't scored very many runs as well as the pitching staff's done or the starting rotation's done.
Yeah, I would be concerned about it. I mean, I love the top of the top of the order with the ability to have all these switch hitters, and that's great. But so far, you know, obviously a very small sample. What it were, six games in or seven games in now? And what's the ratio thing? Was it 2.7 per win and 2.7 per loss? So you can, they're doing very well, but they do need more offense. Absolutely, 100% agree with you guys. Absolutely.
All right, John Telich, join us on the hotline. What is your level of certainty right now on the fact that we'll get through this baseball season okay, knowing that we've had some issues with a few of the teams, notably the Marlins?
Matt, by virtue of the fact that there's travel involved, it worries me a lot. I look at the NBA and how everything is self-contained, and they're going great guns so far, and I'm absolutely worried. If you want to ask me about a percentage of, you know, whether or not I think there's a 50% chance or 75% chance or whatever, I still think there's a great chance that they finish this season. So I'll go with 75% chance that they can start the season as they have, and then just move along. It seems like with the rules that Tassin reported about yesterday, that they're going to have doubleheaders, it'll be just seven innings. It almost seems like they just want to do everything in their power to get each of these games in as quickly and as without blemish as possible. And so that's why all these kind of quirky rules, if you will. But I got a pretty good feeling that there's going to be more hiccups, but I think they're going to be able to get this thing in.
It's a little bit frustrating considering what happened with the Marlins, and it seems that they were out and about doing God knows what. I know there were a couple of reports, and then those were taken back. Bob Nightingale had put some stuff out there, and then, you know, it kind of went away. Who knows? But I think that's pretty frustrating, John. I think that when it comes to professional sports, there is something where there's going to be some guys who they're going to get ripped because if they end up causing problems for their teams, not just in Major League Baseball, but also the NFL too, if we can trace any of this stuff back to them, this is going to be sticky for a long time because we want live sports back. I think that this has really been, in a lot of ways, a celebration of live sports over the last week. If this gets messed up again, I think their careers could be changed by the way some of this looks, because like if someone goes out and acts stupid, I'm just going to use as an example, all right? Yep. I don't think he would, but say Francisco Lindor let his hair down and went out there and he ended up goofing off and ended up getting the virus, okay? You can get it any day, I know, but say we had facts that he went out and about and did what he wasn't supposed to do. I don't know how much that would affect him, but if you're looking at a guy who's back end of the bullpen or a guy who's a special teamer in the NFL, I think you got a big problem on your hands. I think that can affect the rest of your career from 2020 on here, John.
I agree with you, and then you can also extrapolate this to the general population. And, you know, there's people that are going out now and, you know, they refuse to be held accountable for their actions and they don't want to be instructed to how to conduct their lives, whether it's a mask or no mask or social distancing or not. And so this has really exposed a lot of kind of the underbelly of our society. And we want sports to help rescue us from a lot of these insecurities and vulnerabilities that we're feeling. And if we were to have one of our quote-unquote sports stars go out and screw that up, it would just be unconscionable for them to do it. And I think the public outcry would be absolutely incredible. And then, as you mentioned, the peer pressure and the peer chastisement, that would be over the top, way over the top.
JT, it's something Ken and I are going to get into when it comes to LeBron James, and it could be a pretty common theme considering the Lakers are really good. You saw them get the win last night. I know because of your hours, you're always watching these games pretty late. What do you think of LeBron at 35, and are you pulling for him? Just the kid from Akron, are you pulling for him?
I am, and I was having a conversation with someone who's pretty close to him and deals with him on a pretty regular basis, and I said there is never been really a setup in place for a nearly 36-year-old superstar to perform at a high level for the next 2 months than there is set up right now for LeBron James, because, as you all know, obviously no travel. He can set his schedule. He can do all those extra things to keep him in top shape. He's on an excellent team. He's still regarded as the top player in the game, if not one of the top two or three, however you want to look at it. And I think it's all set up for him to lead the Lakers to a championship. And would I, you know, 10 years ago, people would have been rooting against that thing. No, I've always enjoyed my interactions with LeBron. I've always respected him, and I think he's been great for the game of basketball all these years and continues to be. So if you were to win a title under these circumstances, it should be no less celebrated than any of the other ones that he has.
I'm rooting for LeBron. I know Lima's not rooting for LeBron there, John. He doesn't want him to do it. He has his own little reasons.
But you know what? But that's, to me, that's the fun in all this, and it's why I'm going to be dialed in. I mean, I watched all of that last night. You know, didn't get much sleep today because I wanted to see that. And by the way, I was blown away by the level of basketball in that game. Blown away. And I know Kawhi's not to where he's going to be. I know LeBron's not to where he's going to be. These guys have got to ramp up. But, you know, for all the stuff people want to say about the NBA and, you know, these guys didn't need to come back. They didn't need the money. They didn't need to be away from their families for 3 months. They decided they wanted to, and I think the NBA is going to come out looking better than any other league when all this is said and done.
I couldn't agree with you more, and the way they have set this up, and with all the protocols and the measures and the countermeasures, and obviously it's the easiest of the leagues, I would assume, with so fewer guys on their roster and a much smaller population, if you will, to keep contained in the quote-unquote clean facility or bubble, however you want to call it. It's set up perfectly for them to have a bubble. Now, yesterday Stefanski was saying they have a bubble in Berea, but in many ways he's half right, because, well, there's a bubble when the guys are there, but then they leave the bubble every day, and they turn in that wearable device when they leave the facility every day. So it's not a true bubble, but I understand his thought process in that.
John Telich joining us on the show, Fox 8 Sports Director. Follow him on Twitter at John Telich. Hey, real quick, is it make or break for Baker? I want to get to OHSAA, but is it make or break for Baker this year for you?
I think everything's set up for him to be very successful. I don't know if you say make or break, but there's just going to be a whole lot of pressure on this guy. And from all the indications we've had in the offseason, how low-key he's been, when he did have that one Zoom session with us a long time ago, he said it's, you know, he's all about staying under the radar. Everything's set up for him to be successful. And what they did weapon-wise, what they've done, bringing in the right coaches for him, probably the best coaching hire was Callahan for the offensive line. Everything that they've done is setting up nicely for him to be successful. But it's pretty close to saying, yeah, this is make or break for the guy. I mean, he was the number one overall pick, and with that comes incredibly high expectations. But I think he can meet the challenge.
So our neighbors in Pennsylvania say that they're going to play in the fall. Indiana says they're going to play high school football in the fall. Illinois is going to go to the spring. I don't think Michigan has made their decision yet. Missouri yesterday says that they're still playing in the fall, regardless of what St. Louis schools want to do. What's going on with the OHSAA? Because I know that the Cuyahoga County superintendents are going to have a big conversation today at like 10 a.m. What's going on there, bud?
Yeah, the board, as you guys probably reported yesterday, the board of health in Cuyahoga County recommended, you know, remote learning. That's what's going to happen. And so, you know, there have been surveys done with schools around the state. What would be the best scenario for you? And it's almost split down three different ways, whether or not punt it to the spring, push back, let's say, to October, and then some obviously think that they can play right now with no scrimmages, kind of like the NFL is going through their preseason without preseason games. I'm really torn between just pushing it back to, let's say, October 1st. Start the season on October 1st. A somewhat shrunken schedule. I don't know how you figure that out. And then you still have the playoffs, which would certainly make the OHSAA turn flips, cartwheels and what have you. That's what they'd like. And then you go from there. What I'm worried about, guys, is here we are. We have an NFL football team that is doing all this spacing in their locker rooms and virtual meetings. Stefanski's not even going to see these guys in person for the next 7 or 8 days or whatever. It's all going to and we've had high schools doing their, you know, their strength and conditioning on the field with the kids as they ramp up for the August 1st day tomorrow, which we understand is still on as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm still worried about how you can expect a pro league to put this thing together with all the ability to have testing for their athletes on a multiple basis day in and day out. You just can't have those things in place for the high school kids. And as much as I'm selfish to want it, I'm really worried that it might not even take place.
John Telich with us on the show. I'd love there to be, and I know we got to go real quick, John, but just personally, I'd love there to be, if they can't do it now, try to do it in the spring. I know that mm-hmm. there's, because you got three counties where there's large cities there where, well, let's be serious, there's kids who go to school, they only go to school to play sports. And if I can't give them some sort of sport in the spring and some sort of hope to do it, I am afraid that in a lot of areas that there might be kids who fall by the wayside because of that. Like, it's going to be hard enough to get some kids. I got buddies who are teachers. It's hard enough to get the kids to log in anyway. Yeah. And if there's no incentive of extracurricular activities at some point, there's going to be kids who might say bye-bye to school. That makes me nervous. Like, I got to have something for them at some point.
Yeah, it makes me incredibly nervous. I had a good long conversation with Congressman Anthony Gonzalez a couple of nights ago, and we were talking about the impact that people had on his life. And he's an Ignatius kid. He's an Ohio State guy. He's a professional wide receiver now in politics. And he said the exposure he got as a young kid prior to going to Ignatius from Ted Ginn, who's very celebrated, very much respected in our community, you can never repay what Ted Ginn did for him. Now, Ted Ginn's done that for tons of kids. And there's not just Ted Ginn in the Cleveland public school system. There's many other coaches and mentors to these kids. And they need that one-to-one. They need that exposure with someone that's going to be a great impact in their life. They need it now more than ever. And that's what I'm worried about. When these kids don't have that connection with someone that can keep them on the right path, it's just devastating for society in general. And that's where they have to obviously keep in their minds when they make these very difficult decisions, but the overall health of our community and our kids, that's what they also have to put into play as well. I would never want to have to make these decisions. These are not the easiest decisions at all. Not at all.
Yeah. People are going to, I mean, no matter what they're all going to have the best, they're going to have the best ideas for in moving forward and people's best interests at heart. And we know that there's people who are just going to get fired over this, regardless of what we say and regardless of what happens, they're just going to get fired over this. John, we can't thank you enough, buddy. All the very best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll send Anthony a letter. I'll put it in the mail today.
Best.
Long-form writing, please do.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy. The great John Telich on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.